In last week's gospel from Luke, he told us not about the importance to pray, but the necessity to pray as a Christian. If we're going to be a follower of Jesus, we have to have a prayer life. And not just to pray occasionally, but pray unceasingly. Pray and don't grow weary. And then today in our gospel, he reminds us, with this parable that's only found in Luke's gospel, he reminds us of the need for humility in our prayer, to be a humble person in our prayer. There's a story told of a woman who's going to a new doctor, and a doctor asks her, she goes in, and the doctor says, "Well, I have a few questions." He says, "Well, do you drink?" She says, "Of course I don't drink." He says, "Well, do you smoke?" And she said, "Of course I don't smoke. I don't want to stand around, walk around like a cigarette." He says, "Well, what's your sleeping habits?" She says, "Well, I go to bed at night every time at 10 o'clock. Get up every morning at 6 o'clock. I show up at work on time. I'm not out partying and carrying on like these other people who show up late. Well, they come, they're hungover, and I have to do their work." He says, okay. He says, "Well, why are you here?" She says, "I've been having headaches." He says, "Oh, okay." So he looks at the computer, looks at her history, and he says, "I think I know what's wrong." She says, "What is it?" "I think your halo's too tight." I wonder if our Pharisees in the gospel today was not having problems with headaches. Here he is praying to God, but is he really praying to God? Pharisees were very well respected in the Jewish community. They were teachers of the law, and they were very strict in following the letter of the law, the smallest letter of the law. But they somehow missed the spirit of the law. And we can see that in how he prays. He comes to hell, he prays, "Oh God, I thank you that I'm not like the rest of humanity. These adulterous people, greedy people, even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give 10% of everything I earn." And he goes on, lists a list of things that he does. But was he really praying to God? Or was he really just bragging to himself about being so good, so self-righteous? I think somehow he missed a part of the teachings about being humble, part of the teachings about loving God as our neighbor, missed some of the teachings about judging other people. But he followed the law, the letter of the law, the laws he wanted to follow. The other ones didn't apply to him because he was special. He was different. Those only applied to like people like that tax collector, but not him. And we find that in our society today. We find people who seem to think that only some of the laws apply to them, not all. And as long as I'm following the rules I pick, I'm okay. Instead of listening to what God says to us in all of his teachings, and realizing that all of his teachings are for all of us. What did he do? He looked at people and he says, "Thank God I'm not like this tax collector." Now, tax collectors were not very well respected in the Jewish community because they were working for the Romans. The Romans was the enemy. The Romans was the occupier. So they didn't like that. And some of the tax collectors probably were cheaters. They probably did charge too much tax because the Roman says, "I want like 10%, they might charge 20% and keep 10% for themselves. And so many of them probably did. We're dishonest. We're sinners. But he looked at a few tax collectors, and then he judged all tax collectors as being sinners. I think we call that prejudice, don't we? When you look at a few and then judge the whole group by the actions of a few. And we see that in our society today. All immigrants are drug dealers and crooks. All Democrats are socialists. All Republicans are Trumpers. How do we as a Christian put people in categories like that, knowing that it's not true, and then continue to pass it on as the truth? That's just basically lying, being dishonest. It's encouraging people to be dishonest when we do that ourselves. As a Christian, shouldn't we be above that prejudice in our life? And look at individuals as individuals. And why do we have to judge? Why don't we show mercy and forgiveness rather than justice, judging and condemnation? But that's popular in our society. It's sort of acceptable by some, not a Christian, but acceptable by some. That it's okay for us to judge people, put them in categories, put them in boxes, and be like the Pharisee. Thank God I'm not like this tax collector. Because he's a tax collector, therefore he's a sinner. But what happens? This tax collector does what? He doesn't even raise up his eyes. He just looks down and beats his breast and says, "Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Be merciful to me, a sinner." Scripture says he went home justified. The Pharisee did not. I think one of the key concepts in understanding prayer is, first of all, we have to get to realize that God is God and we are not. And once we understand and once we truly believe that God is God and we're not God, we're not here sent here to judge, we're sent here to be merciful. Once we understand that, then we have a different relationship with God. Once we realize the magnitude of God's love for each of us in our life, then we don't try to place ourselves on an equal with God, but we can pray as a tax collector did, "Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And until we reach the point of realizing that we are sinners, until we reach the point of realizing that God is God, our prayer life will be a little weak, a little shallow, a little like the tax collector. All we'll be talking about is we followed this letter of the law and that letter of the law, but somehow we missed the spirit, the real message of God's way of life. So certainly, I think the readings today challenge us not to be like the Pharisees, bragging about all the things we do, but to be real. Look at our life really and honestly and be able to pray as a tax collector. "Yes, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner."